The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Hoop Ball Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter. At Hoopball Pels is the show. A hoop-ball.com presentation, as always. Guys, so end of game one. The first game of the preseason is in the books. We travelled all the way to Minnesota, and we got a lot to unpack out of that. It was really a tale of two halves with the team, and yeah, lots and lots to think about. I thought it was going to be an absolute nightmare, and it turned out to be a little uncomfortable, but otherwise palatable and a bit to take away from it. So, you know, we could have thrown the baby out in the bath with the bathwater and cracked a sad one game into preseason, but who would I be to do that? That doesn't sound like me at all, depending on whereabouts in the season we are and how much effort's showing. And that's something that we'll talk about effort. We'll talk about hesitation, I think was a key word, and we're going to talk about turnovers. All of that, yeah, today. So we may as well get into it. Before we start, of course, we'll thank mybookie.ag, good friends of Hoopball. Use the code Hoopball when you sign up. We'll give you a deposit match. If you're going to do your gambling, go and do it there. And manscaped.com, they are back on board, teamed up with us again for another season, I guess, or as long as they're on board. I don't know how long their terms are, but good to have them supporting Hoopball. Use the code Hoopball20. And that'll give you 20% off and free shipping. And tell them Lyle sent you, and they'll ask you who I am. But, you know, gets me out there as well. Now, enough of my carry-on. Let's get into it. So, spoiler alert, this podcast is just going to be about the game that they played today. The final score, and divert your ears if you don't want to hear it and you haven't watched it, was 117 to 114 in favor of the Timberwolves. It really was a game of halves. First quarter to second quarter, you know, not too bad. We actually, we were 28 and they were 25. So, not too bad at all. Looked like we were really going to have a crack. We started slow, admittedly. The starters, obviously without Jonas Valanciunas or Zion Williamson. Zion, as we know, has been ruled out until the first game of the season. Hopefully that's all it is and he can come back then with a broken foot. Jonas Valanciunas apparently had a little procedure on his thumb. He sprained his thumb in training and he unfortunately is out for a little while. Hopefully not too long either, because we missed his what we know he can do playing for the Grizzlies with the rebounding and scoring, and that was very evident throughout the game. So the starting lineup was Devontae Graham, it was Brandon Ingram, it was Najee Marshall, it was Garrett Temple, and big Billy Hernangómez got the start in the middle. So, as always with preseason, you know, you take everything with a grain of salt. No one plays their full allocation of minutes. Everyone's rusty. We've had 7 days of training camp, and otherwise, you know, that's it. I mean, as a team together, obviously the guys went off to Nashville for 2 weeks beforehand, but That was, it seemed to be a bit more informal, not the whole, and the whole team wasn't there. You're not in the facility where you're, where I suppose it's more regimented in training camp. So, you know, they've been together, but you're still building chemistry. You're still learning the plays and the sets and the like. And yeah, plenty to unpack throughout the preseason, I think. Over at the Timberwolves, they started Anthony Edwards, Josh Okogie, D'Angelo Russell, Carl Towns, and Jalen McDaniels. And they look like a really athletic sort of side. They were getting up and down the court. Big Cat looks strong as ever, obviously with the tough year he had last year. D'Lo looks healthy as well. And yeah, they're going to be a difficult side out in the West as well, I think. You know, they beat us a couple of times last year, and even with their ragtag, you know, third string guys, they ended up beating us last year. But, you know, who didn't? Which, you know, hopefully that changes this year. So, first quarter, we'll go to my little box score chart. Brandon, well, we had 28-25, so leapt out. Second quarter, 17-40. Mini just went absolutely ballistic. We turned the ball over flat out. Honestly, it was we had 9 turnovers in the first quarter, and it was just, it was carnage. Honestly, I was like, this is not going to be great. One thing, I mean, in line with that is that we were coming up and down the court so quickly. So quickly. And you could see it. The guys were pushing it. That's what we talked about, being that 0.5 offense where the guys get across into the half court as quickly as possible, have longer to run that half court set. And I think the real star of the first quarter was Najee Marshall. He was doing everything. He was gathering rebounds. He was pushing the ball. He was getting steals. You know, he was scoring, attacking the basket, tipping the ball. He really was the everyman, the Swiss Army knife, which we know, we've come to know and love through last season. And he really looked, and Summer League, I guess, he looked really, really good in that first quarter and even the first half until he came out. Further to that, you know, they just went on a run. They went on a really big run. D'Lo lit him up. He ended up with 19 points on the night. Carl Towns was really, really good as well. I think it, in the first half, they combined for like 38 points, 10 and 9 or something. It was just some outrageous stat. And we were also bothered by guys like Patrick Beverley, Josh Okogie. They had these long, aggressive guards and wings who were just disrupting our guys. And at times, we really did look hesitant. We saw when the bench came on, guys like Satoransky, he's going to have to look to score a little bit more. I think being 6'7", you can see over the defense and get past guys when he always seems to have this. I mean, it's his first game and I can't be too critical, but he really looked like he wanted to pass the ball a lot, and he ended up with 4 assists on the night, which is fantastic. But there was a lot of opportunity, I think, where he could have used his size and his strength inside to be able to out-muscle a smaller opponent and perhaps get a shot up. And maybe that'll come, and he just wanted to move the ball a little bit more. But, I think the aggression, Josh Hart was guilty of it as well. There was a minute where he, a play where he drove in and could have basically laid it up and instead kicked it back out, and we took a contested three, which didn't go in. Those are the things, I suppose, will come with reps. And if we're thinking about this 0.5 offense, which has been getting drilled in, it's you either, in half a second, you either decide you're going to pass it or you're going to shoot it. Whatever you're going to do with it, you do it quickly. You don't muck around with the ball. And I felt that there was a bit of mucking around because people were like, oh, hang on, I'm going to pass it in my half a second decision. Actually, no, I'm probably better to shoot it, or vice versa. And or actually, I'm going to shoot it. Oh, no, wait, I'm in a bad position. I need to kick this out. And all of a sudden, you're in desperate need of a contested three to go in. But that sort of turned around in the third quarter. By halfway through the third quarter, we did have 20 turnovers, which you just hate to see. You know, Mini kept holding on. We then sort of went on a run. Carl Towns went off. So did D'Lo and a lot of their starters. Beverly went and put the jacket back on. And our bench brigade came out and started running amok. Guys like Trey Murphy, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, who was fantastic on the night, was probably our best player. Jackson Hayes was athletic until he, unfortunately, looks like he's done his ankle. He jumped, I think it was midway through the third quarter, came down and just tweaked his ankle a bit. And by tweak, I mean he landed completely on the side of his foot. His foot, yeah, bent at a horrible, horrible angle. Thankfully, the reports out now is that the scans came back as negative and it is just a strain, and hopefully he'll be all right. It did not look good and he had to get carried off. He couldn't put any weight on it at all. But thoughts with Jackson. He had a massive preseason. It'd be such a shame to see it derailed by a freak accident where you roll your ankle on someone else's foot. Yeah, you hate to see it. But he was getting after everything while he was out there. 8-5 he finished with. Two blocks, two monster blocks. Big putback at one point. Herb Jones was solid defensively. You could see it. He even scored 7 points, six rebounds, two assists. Josh Hart, 5-7-2 and a steal. Same with Herb. He had a steal and two blocks for Josh Hart. I know, for Herb Jones, sorry. We went right down to Didi Lazada, Wenyon Gabriel played, Kyra, Sato, and Trey Murphy. He was actually the leader on the night with the most minutes. He played 30 minutes. He had 21 points. And his second half was what really led us back into the game. His shooting stroke is just phenomenal. Honestly, he had 21 points on the night, 6 rebounds, 7 of 16 shooting, 6 of 10 from 3. Really, really good, and only one turnover. His shooting stroke, there was a 2-minute stretch where he stood in the corner, caught it 3 times, and just sunk all 3 in a row from a Herb Jones drive. I think it was an Akil one as well. And that's what you want to see. You want to see this guy space the floor, and when his number's called to shoot the ball, he shoots the ball. And that's what he did. And by making it, it makes him even more of a threat. You think about it, there's a really good tweet. Who was it? I don't know. It might have been Cash Money Pelicans. A shout out to him over there. He said, you see Herb Jones drawing these players in. Imagine what happens with Mr. Gravity. Zion Williamson is playing. All of a sudden, Trey Murphy is standing on an island by himself just shooting training jumpers. You know, he's laughing. So looking forward to seeing that happen as well. The charge really came back in that third quarter. We ended up 33-29 in favor of us that quarter. And then charge time, 36-23, just falling short after a costly mistake from Wenyon Gabriel. Unfortunately, he came on and he carried the ball. He got a bit excited and stuck his hand under it and then on top and got done for a carry, which you don't see very often in the NBA, but he managed to do it. And if he had have scored on that possession, it would have tied us up. Instead, they went and shot some free throws. We tried. We had the last shot, and Trey Murphy was unfortunately blocked on his final shot, and we couldn't get it away. But that is life. The fact that they kept fighting, I mean, that was just fantastic. These young guys, and, you know, these guys, a lot of these young guys played on the Summer League team together. So they've had a bit of chemistry. They've been or played 5, 6, 7 games under Willie Green. So they understand what the mentality is, the chemistry, how to play with one another. And when those guys all played together, it was like a different side. It really was. They were having good crack. Defensively, we played like 5 guards, and the Trey Murphy and Herb Jones were on there, but you know, they could probably play 2 through to 5. And defensively, we're just an absolute menace, which you love to see. I mean, just have a look at defensive stats. Ingram had 2 steals. Najee, 2 steals. 2 steals for Nikhil. Steal for Josh Hart. Herb Jones had 1. Blocks, 2 for Herb, 2 for Jackson, 1 for Nikhil, 1 for Garrett Temple, 1 for Najee. Those defensive stats, I just don't think we had that many guys that could do it last year. And to be able to see that good spread, really, really impressive. So, fingers crossed, we can keep that momentum going and be able to string it together, I think taking care of the basketball is going to have to be the key. It really is. We shot 29% or thereabouts in the first half, followed up by 56% in the second half. And sometimes the ball doesn't go in, but other times, you know, you're not really making it easy on yourself when you have 20 turnovers in 2.5 quarters and they score 29 points off turnovers. Then for the remainder 15 minutes or whatever it is, it works out, 18 minutes, you have one turnover and they only score 2 more points off that for the rest of the game. You know, they had 18 turnovers themselves, but we only got 17 points off turnovers. And live ball turnovers are critical. You know, if they step out of bounds, well, all right, but you've got to advance it all the way out the court. You know, those ones, the interceptions where you're forcing them in live play and you drive past and you score, that's what, those are the turnovers you want to cause. I mean, all of them are good, but you want to be able to punish them for mucking around and not taking care of the basketball, and that's definitely what the Timberwolves did today. 21 assists off 41 made shots. Not too bad. You know, could be a little bit better. I know they were very good with 30 assists to 43 made shots. They moved the ball a lot better than we did. And they took care of it. You know, they probably had two of their biggest stars playing, whereas Brandon Ingram only played 14 minutes. And Zion obviously wasn't playing. For them, they had Anthony Edwards played 22. I think he was their highest. Karl Towns played 14 as well. He had 15, 7, and 4 in 15 minutes, which is pretty unbelievable. 16 minutes for D'Angelo Russell, who had 19, 3 rebounds, 5 assists. 6 of 10 and three fantastic three-pointers all in a row as well. One was a big heat check, and that was pretty ruthless. So, what did we like? I think the first thing that we can take away from this, and the thing that we liked, was the intensity. It absolutely was. The intensity is definitely there. You can see that Willie is a player's coach, and he speaks to them he's forthright, but at the same time, he's calm and collected, and he speaks to guys how they need to be spoken to. I think he recognises how best to approach each player, and that, I think, is a skill in itself. And managing different personalities is going to be a key with this team. I think there's some varying personalities, and to be able to connect with a lot of them is going to be tricky, but I think he's got that. So having a level head is going to be important. The second thing, I think, is Nikhil. Whether he starts, whether he comes off the bench, he's his defined role. 20 minutes, he had 22 points. He looks like a genuine either number one option off the bench, or he's a genuine backup scorer in the starting lineup. This guy is another threat all the time. He can do a bit of everything. He was attacking the paint. They interviewed him after the game, and he talked about being able to, now that he knows that he can get to the paint, it's about what he does in there. And he was all over him today, shooting three. You know, the dribble drives, the stutter steps, he looked really, really good. The and ones, that season with the national team did him wonders, and the hard work he's put in the off-season is really coming to fruition now. So let's hope, touch wood, he continues that. And whether it's starting or whether it's off the bench, he said himself that, you know, he's more concerned about winning than what his position is, whether that's starting or coming off the bench. He just wants to win games, and he wants to do something special down here, which is everything that you want to hear. I'm really excited about Trey Murphy as well. I think he's just going to be so good. He does everything that the modern NBA player needs to do. He's athletic, he defends, and he shoots the three. You know, he looks about 6'10", 6'11". He looks really tall, and he can spread the floor. And I think that's going to be absolutely punishing on other teams this year, when Zion is absolutely punishing him in the paint, and you've still got Trey Murphy just sitting there, just absolutely stroking the threes from the corner or the elbow, and he is just, yeah, he's going to be all right. He's going to be really good. Looking forward to seeing the intensity continue as well from all the guys and how this rotation shapes up. There's a lot of guys who can get minutes in this league or in this team, and I'm excited to see what happens. So we will see. So next game we have the... You can see Orlando Magic. Yep, Orlando Magic. So that is Thursday morning my time, so it'll be Wednesday night over there in the US. So looking forward to seeing that. I think it'll be back on Bally Sports this time. Obviously, we had the weird broadcast for locals and otherwise. I got to listen to the Minnesota stream because that's all we had on the league pass down here. So that was interesting and not as much fun as listening to the great Joel Myers and Antonio Daniels. Not even close to being as fun. But we'll look forward to seeing us play the Magic. They had a good game today. I saw Cole Anthony was probably their best player. I think he had 16, 6 and 6 himself. So that'll be someone to keep an eye on when we take them on. They lost by a point to the Celtics, which is a feat in itself. And a lot of guys stepped up. So they're going to be a tough side as well. And they're another team that's looking to really solidify their rotation. And so we'll probably see a few different things tried out with them as well. So I think I'm going to leave it at that. And we're looking forward to seeing that. We'll get another show up before the Magic game, which is coming up. We'll have a special guest. Before I leave you, remember that we have the competition going to win a pair of Zions. The tweet is on my Twitter page. Go and have a look. Win yourself a pair of shoes. It's not really that hard. And, you know, you got really good odds to win it at the moment. Like them, retweet, throw a few dollary doos to feed the second line, and you know, just prove it, show me, and you're in the running, and we'll draw it at the end of October. So not long to wait, and then you can pick your color, pick your size, and I'll ship them out to you. But anyway, I will speak to you all in a day and a half, and I'll be joined by a guest. Fingers crossed. But it should all be locked and loaded. So we'll speak to you then. Look after yourselves. I am Lyle Swithenbank, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter. At Hoopball Pels is the show. This is the Hoopball Pelicans podcast, a hoop-ball.com presentation. Stay safe, look after yourselves, and I'll speak to you on Wednesday. Bye for now.
This has been a Hoopball presentation.